USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Weather Service says several suspected tornadoes have touched down in the Texas Panhandle. So far, there's no injuries or deaths. The storm is part of the same system that dumped 4 feet of snow in the Denver area. Winter storm warnings remain in effect around Fort Collins, Boulder, and the western suburbs of Denver. People are being advised to not travel if it's not necessary. Forecasters say this is the biggest snowstorm there since 2003. The National Guard has been activated. Did you change your clocks? We're now officially in daylight savings time. At 2 a.m., the clocks sprung forward 1 hour, so today only has 23 hours. Not participating, Hawaii, Arizona, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, American Samoa, Guam, and the Northern Marianas. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election. All of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products. But before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased. My brain fog is gone. I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
There are now renewed calls for justice for Breonna Taylor on the one-year anniversary of her police-involved shooting death. A rally and march was held in Louisville, Kentucky on Saturday. Protesters demanded that the fired police officers who were accused of killing her face charges.
It's hard and it's rough for me to look at the fact of why we're here, but it's great to see that she has so much support and love, and also that there's some support and love for me too, and I just appreciate all of it.
Kenneth Walker was Taylor's boyfriend and was with her the night police kicked in Taylor's apartment door while executing a no-knock search warrant. More National Guard troops are being sent home. According to new reports, more than 1,000 National Guard troops will be leaving Washington, D.C. this weekend. Several thousand are still remaining to continue to provide security to the Capitol and the surrounding buildings around Washington, D.C. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
People are criticizing the Biden administration for not calling events at the southern border a crisis after the DHS secretary's order for FEMA to help with unaccompanied minors at the border. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
The secretary's directive is for the next 90 days as border agencies deal with a record number of illegal border crossings, many of them being unaccompanied minors. Despite issuing the directive, the Biden administration continues to refuse to call the situation on the border a crisis. Former acting commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Mark Morgan, tells Newsmax TV that it's irresponsible not to call it a crisis, and the statistics back that up.
In February, we saw over 100,000 illegal aliens apprehended at the southwest border. We're seeing daily flows anywhere between 4,000 and 500 to what I learned last week was 6,000 in a single day, 800 unaccompanied minors in a single day, and the statistics keep going on. Under anyone's definition, we absolutely have a crisis on the southwest border, and it's just irresponsible that they continue to spend and lie to the American people.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and former Second Lady Karen Pence have announced the birth of their first grandchild in a Twitter post. The couple's oldest son, Michael Pence, and his wife Sarah welcomed their daughter this week. Karen Pence tweeted, "So excited to announce the arrival of our first grandchild, Avery Grace Pence." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.